Hi, it's Roger here from What's On DisneyPlus.com. A quick news update for you guys on how Nelson Peltz thinks that, you know, Disney Plus needs to merge with Hulu, but also wants to shut it down in some countries. But before we go any further, make sure you do hit that subscribe button to keep up with the latest Disney Plus news. So Disney is going through a major problem right now ahead of its annual shareholders, which takes place at the beginning of April. It's trying to fight off some activist investors, including Nelson Peltz, who released a massive, like, 130-page document all going through how he just picked apart everything that Disney's done and what he wants to do to improve things. He wants to get on the board of directors, he wants to shake things up, but primarily he wants to make more money, because that's the key thing. He's got over $3 billion worth of stock, and he wants to make more money, he wants to get the price up. He tried to get onto the board of directors last year, but backed down when Bob Iger kind of gave him everything he wanted. This year is a little bit different. He's not backing down. And there's another activist group trying to get in. There's a big, like, voting thing going on. And they're trying to get people to vote for them to get them onto the board. Now, personally, I don't think this is a good thing for Disney to have these people on the board. I think it just causes extra hassle, extra confusion. And it's just going to devalue Disney from within. He's just going to cause mayhem, because I don't think Nelson Peltz really gives two hoots about Disney. All he cares about is making more money, and the minute he gets some more money, he will drop and run, like he has with his other businesses. Yeah, I don't think he's not in this for the long term, and some of the plans he's come up with definitely feel very much like short-term gain, get your money and bugger off. That seems to be the way I'm looking at it. So with regards to his plans, so I'm just going to go through some of the Disney Plus things, kind of things he's pointed out. To be honest, most of them are A, pretty obvious, and B, Disney are already doing most of it. So first off is he wants to merge Disney Plus and Hulu in together. He doesn't want to get rid of the Hulu side. Wants them to kind of create more original content, be more creative and less like sequels, and but also leaning on franchises and stuff. A bit contradicting there. But yeah, so the idea of merging in Hulu and Disney Plus, yeah, I think we'd all agree on that. That's what they've done everywhere else. They're about to do it in Latin America with Star Plus. And they've already started doing that in the US, but obviously they've got to wait until they buy out that last bit from Comcast, get it through the final hurdle. They've already paid the most of the money, but it has to be finalized before they probably can fully do it. And we're seeing Hulu on Disney Plus launching, etc. So they're already doing this. They already know what they're doing. But that Comcast deal that Disney made way back in 2019 after buying Fox out, it's caused no end of problems. And I agree that Disney's been all over the place on this stuff. They've been just flapping around, not really doing a lot. We've been hearing lots of, well, this is what we want to do, and just waiting and waiting for this time to come. And it has been years in the making, especially since, like, here in the UK, like, we've had the StarHub for years. This is not new anymore, and you can see the benefit. So he wants to do that, which I, you know, well, we can already see they're doing it, and they're going to get there in the end. Also talks about with ESPN, he's not entirely convinced that a new streaming service is the best way to go. He's actually also suggested maybe instead of launching it as a separate service, just incorporate it into Disney Plus to get more subscribers. That's going to drastically increase the price of Disney Plus now. Drastically increase the price if they did that. He's also suggested just make the sports tier and just team it up with Amazon or Netflix. I mean, it's you know, of course, that's the easy thing to do, isn't it? We've heard about this in the past, where his ideas are sometimes just along the lines of, yeah, okay. His other ideas are basically saying about closing down Disney Plus in some countries that aren't making a lot of money and just go back to licensing and just focus. I think essentially what he's saying is just focus on the domestic market, because, well, he doesn't really, he doesn't really care about the rest of us. I think that's the issue. I think it's a very short-sighted view. I don't necessarily agree with Disney's decision what they're going to be doing in India, of coming out of that market. I think they need to focus on it a bit more and decide how they're going to do it and fight with it, rather than just sell up and kind of let somebody else handle it. I think becoming global is a major thing for why Disney Plus is going to be able to compete with Netflix and Amazon, as it needs to scale. It needs those international originals to be able to compete with companies doing the same thing. And if they just back out of in some countries, it's just going to make it worse, and they're just going to fall forever behind. I think that for Disney Plus to be a global brand, we're already at like 150, 160 countries. I think they should expand more, get more subscribers, and be making money in each country. Yes, it's not all countries are equal. You're not making the same. But, you know, and I mean, he's talking about, you know, like legislation and like all these rules and stuff, and just doesn't think that it's worth it. And that's the big problem for me, is it's very much just a short-sighted side of things of get out now, just make the money, sell it all to Netflix, get your money and go away and not look at the long-term picture of what's going to happen if we only allow for like Netflix and Amazon to be the only true big platforms. They're going to end up having control. They're going to end up having much more control that we don't really just want two platforms. We need multiple platforms to have competition. So, and I definitely feel like Disney Plus needs to be in that picture to be one of those ones. So I definitely disagree with closing it down. I do think in some countries, you know, it makes sense. You know, if that country's not making a lot of money for Disney, maybe you invest less in local content, maybe just licensing stuff to get by. Yeah, there is going to be that issue, but we're in a global world now. We're all on social media. We're all talking about things globally. We're all part of the same culture. And yeah, it just feels a little bit like very old school, very old fashioned, which again, you know, Pelps isn't that young, but this just goes back to just being the old way. The old way, you know, just make more money, just keep making money. And yeah, it's a global business and things are changing. So those are the kind of the key ones. There's lots of other stuff in there with regards to the parks and stuff, but a lot of it, yes, there's some aspects to it, which, you know, like making, you know, less sequels and being too reliant on some franchises. Disney have already started doing this and it's going to take years for them to get around, you know, focusing, you know, allowing to have a little bit more freedom. Well, I'd be like, well, FX and like Hulu have had all that freedom. Disney Plus hasn't, because it's had to fit within this babysitting service system in the US, whereas Hulu had all the flexibility to have a lot more scope and has had a lot more, I think, success with the general entertainment. And things like Only Murders in the Building, The Bear, etc. These are all coming out of Disney, but in the US, it's sliding to the green side. Of course, internationally, we've been getting all of them. So they have been getting that kind of content. I think Disney needs to lean in a bit more on doing some things. But yeah, so a lot of the stuff he's suggesting, A, are already in place. And some of them just feel like very old-fashioned ways of just looking at it. And I do think that Nelson Peltz and these activists have done some good. And there is a counter-argument to it that I do think is important. They have given the board of directors a kick up the butt because they're at threat. Their jobs are at threat. Things are happening there and they are being put under pressure. And I think Disney needs that. I think they need that at the top. They were coasting and we saw what happened over the last few years when they were coasting, when they weren't maybe feeling quite as threatened and they could just, you know, we can do no wrong and we're the king of box office. We're the king of everything and we're just going to keep doing it. They kept putting the prices up and there was a backlash and they pushed it too far. And now they're having to be brought back in line and having to make changes. And I think the activists kind of being there and pushing Disney into threats and stuff is good. But I do not want to see them on the board, because then you're just going to cause more problems in the long run. If, you know, I don't know. I just feel like, it, you know, at the end of the day, this is just disruptive. But it could all help in the long run, just kind of give Disney a kick up the butt, which I think they needed. But I'd love to know your thoughts on all this. Do you agree with Nelson Peltz? Do you not? I'd love to hear your thoughts on all this in the comments below. Go check us out over at whatsondisneyplus.com. Like, follow, and subscribe. And I shall see you guys soon. Laters.